welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Right Click. As always, Birdman here, and boy, I take a week off, and then everything just turns upside down. I don't know what happened. Listen, the last thing that I uploaded was a very short clip talking about, I mean, it was what, a day or two after Charlie Kirk had been assassinated. And boy, things have felt weird in a lot of spaces, especially online, ever since then. And that's part of what we're going to talk about here. Specifically, we're talking about a game called Ghost of Yotai. For background, one of my favorite games, and I've talked about this numerous times, but one of my favorite games, especially of the recent history, is Ghost of Tsushima. I've talked about Ghost of Tsushima I don't know how many times. But that game was kind of a unicorn, especially nowadays, because it was just a good game. There wasn't a bunch of crap in it, and I don't mean that necessarily as like politically based crap. I just mean like it was a good game from start to finish. It hit all the right spots. It let you do all the right things. And people loved it. They never really expected it to come to the mountain that it became, really. For a lot of people, it was described as like Red Dead Redemption 2, but samurai version. And a lot of people for a long time had been wanting something that was open world samurai. And we got it with that. Now, this has led into a lot of our recent conversation when it comes to like Assassin's Creed Shadows. It was a lot of, well, we want open world Japanese-based games in ancient Japan. There's so much to be had in that medium. And so when somebody like Ghost of Tsushima, when they came around and made that game, and it did as well as it did, it was no surprise. People loved that, and they wanted to see a sequel. And people were patient with Ghost of Tsushima in a way that you don't really see often. And that's because that was a blatant, true-to-form passion project. That game was phenomenal. And so when a couple years ago, I guess just over a year at this point, really, is when the big news started coming out about Ghost of Yotai, it was a big deal. Now, there's a lot of drama that went around, like there always is, when you swap the beloved main character for somebody that's completely different. And I'm not even pointing to the fact that it's a female protagonist. You can make your claims on whatever you want on that, and fine. But this has been a weird exposure of things that I never really anticipated coming out of Sucker Punch. Sucker Punch being the developer of Ghost of Tsushima and Ghost of Yotai. So Ghost of Yotai comes out October 2nd, and at time of recording, that's, I believe, exactly a week from today. Well, here's the thing. Early on when this came out, or when the trailers started coming out, I went, oh, that's a real diversion from what I anticipated. From the setups that they put up in the last game, and I felt like there was a way that they really could have daisy chained it into a real sequel. This is not really that. As a matter of fact, Ghost of Yotai is, well, let's take a look at it. Ghost of Yotai is considerably different. Now, it's got the same general idea as far as the background and all of that. You know, it's still based around samurai. And let's be completely honest with ourselves. It's gorgeous. Really? I have to enter the... Really? That's annoying. Anyways. It's a gorgeous game. I mean, it really is. And all of the pre-release stuff, they're really taking advantage of current gen hardware. I mean, truly. Looking at this, like, this stuff is incredible. Now, here is where things start to unravel a little bit. You can see this on the right side of the screen. What is Ghost of Yotai? At the northern edge of Japan, a new warrior rises. Set 300 years after the critically acclaimed Ghost of Tsushima, Ghost of Yotai is a standalone experience set in 1600s rural Japan. The story follows a haunted lone mercenary named Atsu, Thirsty for revenge, she travels through the beautiful, rugged landscapes of northern Japan, hunting those who killed her family many years later. 16 years after her family's death, Atsu's quest across Izo brings her to the unexplored lands in search of a gang of six outlaws, but she finds much more than vengeance. Throughout her journey, Atsu will discover unlikely allies and greater bonds than she could have imagined. This is the prices that you expect, right? Like, all this, everything here is exactly what you would expect. This is very similar to what we got last time from the collector's edition. Okay. I'm choosing my words delicately because I've gotten to the point where I really don't script this stuff anymore because I just kind of speak honestly. I, for one, am a huge, huge fan of this time period. Here's a funny thing. I say that, and the comments that I get are always really funny to me. When I say, like, man, I love the feudal Japan time frame and stuff like this, I get raked over the coals. Oh, you're just a weeb. You love anime. And like, no. I can appreciate history without being a weeb. Seriously. I love this time frame. I love the, it's just a personal thing. I love the architecture of the times, the art styles. And I think that Sucker Punch has always done such a phenomenal job of making it look like something, making it have soul and character, and the story has depth, and you feel, especially with Jin in Ghost of Tsushima, like the weight of his decisions carried through. That's one of the reasons why I loved Red Dead Redemption 2. And I sit here and I look at this, I'm like, dude, this is so cool. But the reality is that in today's day and age, people have gotten so hell-bent on so many things that there's so many lines in the sand that it feels like you can't take any steps. That is an eloquent way of saying the voice actor or actress for Atsu is out of her friggin' mind. She's just crazy. I've gotten to the point where I have almost a level of bitterness and resentment. That's probably too heavy, but fundamentally, you get what I'm saying. I've almost become a little bit embittered by how much of the things that we used to consider as art being corrupted by the people who are using that art for their own whack job personal beliefs. I realize there's a bit of a dichotomy in that, but here's what I mean. There was a time, not all that long ago, where you could go watch a movie and you could just be head over heels for that movie. And you're like, man, I want to learn more about the main actor, main actress. And it's like, you had to search for what their political beliefs were, what their religious beliefs were, what their whatever was. Because the point of what they were doing was that was their art. It wasn't a platform for social justice. That doesn't exist anymore. The actress who's voicing Atsu, she is open about how much she hates anybody of the MAGA variety, of the Republican variety. It's like, I understand you have your opinions, and as crazy as I think they might be, I don't care. At its face, I don't care. What I do care is about using this medium, this wonderful medium of video games, as a way to literally exploit yourself, the game, the developers, the studio, and the people who are consuming it. What's the point? Well, there isn't one. If we're going to be completely brutally honest with ourselves, there genuinely isn't one. There's no point in it. This game is probably, by all stretch, going to be phenomenal. they have more resources than they did in Ghost of Tsushima, which was already a bountiful game, and now it's steeped in nothing but controversy. Because after all of that was said and done with the actress, Ghost of Yotai dev fired for Charlie Kirk joke after right-wing pressure campaign. Now, let's start by understanding where we're at. I'm going to show you a couple articles. I'm going to bounce through three articles. I want to talk about this one for a sec. Okay. Let's pay attention to the source here. This is Kotaku. Kotaku is... I've said this numerous times. Kotaku has its place. All of these gaming journalism sites have their place. Kotaku, like many others, is drivel and garbage and full of, well, the most mouth-breathing individuals that you can find writing with the English language. That's not even a shot at the guy that I'm reading this article from. Now, I will tell you, the guy that we're reading this article from, and this article, specifically this article, is written from a very pointed direction. It is, the only way he could make this any more clear is coming out with purple hair saying, "I hate MAGA." That's the only way that this could be any clearer. You read this article and you get it. Gamergate 2.0 is looking to cancel people in the wake of the assassination. That's the subtitle. I will give him credit. At least he called it for what it is, an assassination. Here's the thing. This is on September 12th. This was last week. I'm going to read this. You're going to understand why I read this at the end. And probably throughout it. A contingent of right-wing online figures and their followers have been using the recent assassination of conservative podcaster Charlie Kirk to punish people they don't like. Understand, Charlie Kirk was not just a podcaster. People are using that term to be reductive to who Charlie Kirk is. Just be honest. It's amazing how I have to say that. Just be honest. Stop being so obtuse. Anyways, I'm in a saucy mood anyways. Anyways, that includes a developer at Ghost of Yotai maker Sucker Punch Productions, who Sony confirms it has parted ways with after she made a joke on social media about the shooting. Quote, "I hope the shooter's name is Mario so that Luigi knows his bro got his back." What a piece of Drew Harrison, a nearly 10-year veteran of the PlayStation studio, posted in the evening after Kirk was shot and killed during a speaking event at UVU. A few hours later, the post was screen grabbed and shared by anti-woke crusader Mark Grums Kern. If you know Grums, man. Oh, I'm not even going to go into that. Sucker Punch senior dev celebrates Charlie Kirk's death, he wrote. Ghost of Yotai is dead to me now. A streamer who goes by Madam Savvy responded saying, "No more, cowards keep quiet. The studio deserves to go under." Kern replied, "No mercy." Yeah, it is really funny that in life, actions have consequences. It's really entertaining to me that we've spent 1, 2, 3, at least a lot of years in this life where actions had consequences. And then now it's like, oh, yeah, we made a culture where actions no longer have consequences. And you think that freedom of speech means freedom from consequences. No free speech absolutist has ever said that free speech inherently abstains you from consequence. Nobody believes that. As a matter of fact, genuinely nobody believes that, left or right. Neither does this person writing this. The reality is it's all a game of leverage and emotional ploy. It is nothing but an emotional ploy. That's all it is. Harrison subsequently shared on social media that the people had been contacting her employer, angrily trying to get her fired, and posted a screenshot of a barrage of missed calls from the anonymous numbers as evidence of an ongoing harassment campaign. Less than 24 hours later, she was fired. "If standing up against fascism is what cost me my dream job I held for 10 years, I would do it again 100 times stronger," she wrote. Sony confirmed her departure in an email to Kotaku, but declined to comment further. Drew Harrison is no longer an employee of Sucker Punch Productions. A spokesperson from Sony Interactive Entertainment, I hate that, wrote. Anyways, I'm not going to give this garbage article more more views. Here's the reality. I'm about to show you three articles, all from the same guy, and this is not me calling out this guy. Actually, genuinely not me calling out this guy. Last guy a little bit, not this guy. We are at a point in our culture where we're seeing dividing lines between people and between groups. We have a naturally, humans have a naturally tribalistic nature. And when we start feeding into the identity politics side of things, we start to see who people really are and really who people really aren't. Because if you want somebody to, if you want to know who and what somebody is, they will tell you. You just have to listen. And I don't mean I am a piece of trash. That's not what I mean. I mean, pay attention. Learn how to read people. They'll tell you. We just saw that with this last article. And we're seeing so many lines in the sand, and we're at this point now where, okay, people are so staunch in their so-called views that they will sacrifice any level of cognizant thinking to make a coherent statement. There was nothing in that previous article that was coherent. Fighting fascism? Costing your dream job? No, you celebrated a man's death in front of his family and thousands of people. For those of you who watched Charlie Kirk's death, if you saw the videos on like Twitter and stuff like that, good God, that's a bad way to die, man. And if you haven't seen it, please do not go look for it. My God, do not go look for it. It's awful. And we're sitting here saying that we're fighting fascism by celebrating that somebody died who inherently wasn't a fascist, and by literal definition, that makes you a fascist. You aren't fighting for anything. You're just an idiot. There isn't any controversy in this. This isn't inflammatory. This is literally fact. It's so stupid. The entire fact that we're having this conversation is beyond ridiculous. It's so retarded. There's no reason. We are at a point now where we are so hell-bent on justifying our half-baked trains of thought that we're willing to kill people over them being fascists when by definition they were not and you are. And here's what this has exposed. People are so twisted in ways that they will the ways that they will find to justify what they're saying that they will spit out drivel over and over and over again without any substantiating claims. Here's a perfect example of that. Again, I am not going out of my way to call this guy out. You can ignore this guy's name entirely from this article. This series of articles I'm about to show you are very telling of the vapid nature of what the left-wing group is doing, especially when it comes to social politics and off the heels of Charlie Kirk's death. If you look at this, this title says, Ghost of Yotai trailer drops, but gamers are furious over dev controversy. I want to point something out very clearly. Again, not pointing out his name, that's not what I'm getting at. Not trying to flame this guy. September 17th. 2025. Here's where this goes. Obviously, talking about Charlie Kirk's death and the people that were celebrating it online. Very similar to what we just read about. He takes a different angle about it. And I like this guy's writing style because it's very similar to my writing style. It's very conversational. Some people love it. Some people hate it. I appreciate this because at least he's not trying to talk down. He's just giving his blanket opinion. I don't have to agree with it. That's not what I'm here to discuss. But it does make for an interesting explanation of where this side of the aisle is at as a whole. Okay. We talked about the female thing. We talked, the female character thing. Plus, the voice actor and the way she's kind of wild. And then add the Charlie Kirk side of this. Well, that's a lot of things for Sucker Punch all in one realm. And this guy, this Max Maurice guy, talks about like the back and forth. You know, there were some people that were trying to separate the art from the artist. Fair enough, right? It's what I was talking about previously. But it seems like you can't do that anymore. And this is, this goes on and on. And, you know, I find this interesting. This last, the second to last paragraph. Such a shame because the trailer itself looks so damn good. Clean visuals, promiscuous action, and a very charming setting to boot. But it's something that that for many of the gamers doesn't matter because you just don't hold the values of the people who stand behind this product. Welcome to 2024. Gamers are not just things you purchase. Or games are not just things you purchase. They are cultural references. The world watches the actions of their creators unfold alongside in real time. Now, mind you, this is a typo. This is supposed to say 2024. I get that. Or 2025. He's put 2024. Proven by, here's the date. It's 2025. Point being, he's right. Because here's the thing. We can't do this right here. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? We cannot separate art from the artist anymore. It's not possible. There was a time where it was possible because people weren't so brazen about injecting their politics into their art form. Now it is a way to put their opinions out on a broad scale. That's just the truth. Here's the thing, though. Gamers are furious. Let's go to the next article. September 22nd, 2025, right? Not that long after that one we just read. Ghost of Yotei tops PlayStation pre-orders worldwide despite controversy. Starts it off by saying this. So yeah, it's breaking every single major PlayStation Store pre-order record out there. In every major market, US, UK, Canada, France, Italy, Spain, Japan, Korea, Brazil, Malaysia, and what have you. All of this occurs during the months of so much drama and potential boycott surrounding the game. Okay. Pre-order numbers. Wait, where was I? Yeah, rank-wise, at the very least, Sony really just refuses to disclose the actual pre-order numbers. It's so funny. Okay. So, off the heels of this, it doesn't matter. It's breaking everything. It breaks it all. Hey, so yeah. Shaping up to be the next big thing. One day after. It's so funny. Ghost of Yotei's PS5 hype drowned out by wild voice actor drama. On September 1st, Sucker Punch officially announced on Twitter that Yotei will be released. Yada, 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 yada. Yep, we know this. The announcement was promptly drowned by an earthquake of backlash from the gamers. News is rather straightforward. It's back. It will be set in yada yada. But I can tell you, just a few scrolls down, the topic suddenly explodes into something else entirely, as if the game itself has become the secondary character in its own drama. What seems to fuel the controversy predominantly concerns the lead voice actress for the new protagonist, Ezo. That's also wrong. The protagonist's name is Atsu. Doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Many replies called her a terrorist or extremist, and one even stated the lead actress of the game proudly posts that she is an extremist and that she doesn't want business from MAGA people. So we're all getting that, right? You see, I've talked about this entire time. The separating the art from the artist, all that. Throughout this entire rant of mine, you could have any point in time just went and said, you've got nothing backing this up. You're just saying this because you don't like the other side. But here's the reality. This woman, you can find this tweet still on her page. She does openly call herself an extremist. She openly talks about how much she hates anything, even bordering MAGA. She has said, and then their dumbass, I'm sorry. They have gone so far as to even the CEO is defending her by doing the most anti-consumer like, this guy is outright saying, like, just don't buy it then. And people went, got it, and canceled their pre-orders. So a day after all this reporting about, oh, look how great this game is doing in the pre-orders. Look, it's beating all the MAGAs. I'm sorry, but you staffed full with morons. I, at a fundamental level, really don't care what this woman believes. Really don't care what her political beliefs are. Not really even in the slightest. She is openly telling people that she hates them. That is a different problem. That's where we're at. This is where I get frustrated. This is where I get frustrated. I'm closing this down. It's pathetic. It's useless. It is a waste of time. And the fact that we're still so hung up on this BS game that we're playing is so telling as to where we're at as a culture and why we cannot seem to find any middle ground. We're not finding middle ground in our culture because people don't want to. That's the fact. That's the end of it. That's the end all be all. There is not going to be any middle ground found when nobody wants to extend an olive branch. And if you have people actively celebrating people getting killed for their beliefs, and then on that other side, from the people who are celebrating this, the people who are actually celebrating people dying for their beliefs, they are literally being outspoken. We're at the point now in our society where they're outspoken and they just want other people dead. I know a myriad of people who, for my beliefs, want me dead. That used to be a hard pill to swallow. Now I'm like, yeah, that exists. Wow, that's sad. I've said on this show, I don't know how many times, I can disagree with you, but I will fight to the death for your ability to proclaim the things that I disagree with you on. That's literally what makes this country unique. Look what's happening in Great Britain right now, and then get back to me. People are getting arrested for liking tweets because it goes against the party line. Dude, that's where we're at. Be open-minded. And I don't mean open-minded in everything must be tolerated. No. Stop this. Here's where we're at. Open-mindedness has lost all sense of the word. Like, the phrase has completely gone upside down. Open-mindedness. These people want you dead. Understand where you're at. That's the reality we're living in. I have conversations with people that are near and dear to me, who are not MAGAs, who just are more Republican or Christian, who have been receiving threats from people for being Republican and Christian, because that equals fascist. That's not what that means, first of all. My God. I mean, this happened in my workplace, for God's sake. This is where we're at. It's infected everything. The fact that people, the open-minded crowd, quote-unquote, have to have you believe exactly what they believe or they will shoot you, has now bled its way into video games. I'm supposed to be the video game guy? Don't really care. Sorry. This is where we're at. So, no, these people are canceling their pre-orders. exactly what you should be doing. I will not be buying this game, in case that wasn't patently obvious. It's time to reclaim our culture a little bit. Get people back to the debating table and stop shooting people for going to it. Maybe that should be the lesson here. Maybe you come out and call yourself an extremist and say that you hate people just for what they believe politically. Maybe you're the one that's wrong. Maybe, just maybe, it actually is as simple as that.